Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. We've got a complete check your markets coming up with Tom Leffler. He'll join us when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell, Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 28th at 10 o'clock, we'll be in Lawton at the Great Plains Tech Center, where 67 tracts in Comanche, Stevens, Cotton, and Grady counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2014 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, and farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we start with a look at livestock futures. And our cattle futures struggled on Friday, finishing with triple-digit lows for the day.
Exactly. I think we kind of surprised everybody a little bit at that downside, Dave. We started the complex with upside back on Friday, but as Dave said, we closed with triple-digit losses. Outright selling and profit-taking weighed on the futures. The cattle and feed report was a neutral report with no surprises. Cash in the feed yards last week was at a record $170, with some instances of $171 being paid. Now, today starts the new electronic livestock trading hours, and back on Friday, choice box beef was down $2.02, select boxes down 83 cents, had a movement of 184 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was 108,000 head on Friday, the weekly kill 576,000, and the cash feeder index bounced up by 12 cents to the upside. On the close Friday, December live cattle, $2.20 lower, November feeders down 205, and December lean hogs $1.52 higher, looking for a 905 this morning, a weaker opening in our livestock markets.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures as they ended up the week. And, well, the grain's also negative across the board Friday.
Yes, our wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative back on Friday, with the double-digit losses occurring in our soybeans and the Kansas City wheat futures. Now, for the week, December KC wheat lost 8 cents last week. December corn gained 5 cents, and November soybeans gained 26 cents for the week. Now, this afternoon is a crop progress report. Expectations to show the soybean harvest to be between 65 and 75% complete, and the corn harvest 40 to 45% done. Now, Friday is first notice day for November soybean futures. At the moment, December KC wheat down 2.5 cents, as is December corn. November soybeans are down 8 cents. December cotton trading 5 points lower, December crude oil 82 cents lower, and we're looking at December dollar index down 12 cents, and December Dow Jones futures 19 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and as always, look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.